This evening's guided sit will begin with some reflection and with a question that was asked sometime last week in a Dharma talk, or maybe in a morning reflection. Am I looking in the right place and in the right way for the happiness that I'm seeking? So this evening we'll reflect for a little bit and then have some guidance around mindfulness of feelings. This foundation of mindfulness is potentially a particularly illuminating aspect of our practice towards directing our natural inclination for happiness to the right place and in the right way. Every experience that comes through each of the sense doors, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, and thought, provides some specific information to the mind. And there are particular feelings, as they're called in the teachings of the Buddha, that occur through the contact of the sense doors with all of the various phenomena that we experience. These feelings are very simply and clearly classified into three groups: pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling, called neutral feeling. These feelings or feeling tones arise in response to either physical or mental stimuli. Attachment, emotional attachment, or aversion to sense world experience is a result that follows along directly from these feelings or these feeling tones. For instance, when one experiences a pleasant feeling in relation to physical or mental contact with some object, for most people there's almost an immediate emotional attachment to the feeling or to the object or to both. When the pleasant feeling subsides, which of course it always does, the desire to get it back or to get another one comes up quickly, either quite overtly or subtly. A craving for arises, with craving either being immediately preceded by and or very quickly followed by a state of dissatisfaction. And so our peace, our pleasant abiding, we could say, our sense of well-being is disturbed. The nature of dissatisfaction is agitation, a kind of inner restlessness, stress. The experience of craving is a contraction. So again, stress. When we experience unpleasant feeling in relationship to physical or mental contact with some object, most of us pretty quickly experience emotional dislike or some form of aversion. Maybe fear, or maybe boredom, or maybe hatred or anger or disappointment. We want to get rid of or get away from the object or the feeling or both. And so again, our mental peace is disturbed. And so again, we're experiencing stress. When the feeling is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, so-called neutral, often the tendency is to ignore what's going on, not connecting to the present moment's experience, maybe accompanied with a subtle or not-so-subtle state of wanting, not wanting to see reality in that moment. Most of us are intense experience junkies. If it's intense, we're likely to pay attention, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. If it's not intense, we often just don't notice, as though nothing's happening. And so again, we're craving something or experiencing the aversion of boredom, or both. Without intimate and careful mindful attention to feelings, they have the power to disturb us emotionally, to make us suffer. An amazing thing about these feelings is that we often forget that they change. The very same object that produced pleasant feelings in our mind, sometimes within moments, can produce unpleasant feelings in the mind, or vice versa. And so again, we experience attachment, clinging, or various states of aversion. As I think probably most of you would agree, when we feel pleasant or unpleasant as a result of contact with some sense object, the pleasant and unpleasant feeling isn't in the external object or within the internal object of attention, such as a bodily sensation. The feeling is in the mind. When we begin to see that all of the feelings we experience are within us, that we ourselves are mainly responsible for the feelings that we experience, we begin to know that we really can't blame others for the way we feel. What for many of us our habituated storylines of he made me angry, or she made me feel terrible, or he made me feel so happy, or this place, or these people make me feel so peaceful, or make me feel so miserable. As we begin to pay a careful attention to the feelings that arise, the habituated storylines actually begin to lose their strength. They begin to fall apart. In the light of seeing things clearly, putting the blame on others for our feelings actually isn't realistic. It's not the way things really work. The potentially illuminating aspect of practice in relationship to cultivating a careful attention to feelings it's at this point in our experience that we have the direct, immediate opportunity to drop our habituated reactions of attachment, clinging, and the various permutations of aversion. It's at this point in our practice, in our experience of noticing the feelings of pleasant and unpleasant, or the feeling of neither pleasant nor unpleasant, that we can, in moments, just see the phenomena, know the attendant feeling, and that just be that. In that moment, there's no mental suffering. The heart, the mind, is not disturbed. It's a moment of ease, a moment of peace. Feelings are particularly important and are particularly important mental factors in developing insight into the cause of suffering. Because these feelings are what condition our mind to hold on to the pleasant or push away, avoid, or ignore the unpleasant. Learning to mindfully observe feelings with more balance, more equanimity, and thus less attachment, less aversion, less identification, is an important and very helpful door to open on our way out of suffering. And so as we sit together this evening, and you notice and note the changing objects of your experience, whatever they are, bodily, mental experience. After each noticing or and noting of each experience, also notice, note the feeling tone. You may not catch every experience, that's not important. But at least after some of the experiences, as we sit here together, bodily and mental experiences, noticing, noting the experience, and then noticing and noting the feeling tone of the experience. And then maybe as the sit progresses, drop the noting, if you are noting, the experience itself. And just note the feeling tone. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And it's not about tensing up or tightening up around having to do this or trying to decide if it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. When it's obvious, spontaneous, staying at ease with the process. And just allowing yourself to experience what's coming, going, and in an easy way. Some of it will be clear, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Before we close this evening's group sit, I'd like to offer a few more suggestions around practice with feelings that you can take into your practice exploration this evening, if you'll be sitting more or as the continuing days of this retreat unfold. Taking an opportunity to focus in any given sitting or for part of a day on one of the three different kinds of feelings. The word in Pali is vedana. So the possibility of paying particular attention to the pleasant feeling tone. And noticing if you can be with the bare experience of pleasant, without greed arising. Or focusing in a particular sitting paying a particular attention to the unpleasant feeling tone. Can you be with the bare attention of unpleasant, noticing this, without aversion arising, and just simply noticing this? And in any particular sitting, paying attention to the neutral feeling tone. Can you stay with the bare experience of neutral feeling without spacing out or without disconnecting? And noticing if you actually have any experiences that are truly neutral.